In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. It's All Saints Day, and on this day we remember saints of all kinds. We remember the communion of saints. And when we do, I am always reminded of Rowan Williams, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, who said some wonderful things about the communion of saints that I lean on and depend on quite often. So let me share some of that with you. Rowan Williams said, first of all, he said, a saint is the sort of person we generally think that we are not. Saints are people that we are not. Saints live in stained glass windows, right? That's where they live, way up high with the little yellow things around their heads. They are people who are serious about God. In every aspect of their lives, they are serious about God. They are people for whom every moment, we think, is consumed with passionate, holy love for God and God's people. And he says, well, that is definitely not me. When we look at saints that way, and certainly there are saints who were consumed by a passion for God every waking moment, and they do lend us strength. But when we look at them as though they are apart from us, away at a respectful distance, then we think that their lives are not a part of our lives. But then our collect for the day, the special prayer that we say at the beginning of the service on All Saints Day, puts it exactly the other way around. Instead of being reminded of our distance from holy people on All Saints Day, we are told that our lives are knit together with them in one communion and fellowship. We are told that we belong together. That is the state of things in the church. And as Rowan Williams says, it's not the saints over there and then the rest of us poor infantry in the church over here or somewhere else. We are knit together in one communion and fellowship. To be a saint, he says, is to be bound together with God and with people. And God is continually knitting us together as if weaving some incredibly complex and beautiful tapestry. God weaves in and out our lives, threaded through one another and with Christ, so that together we are stronger. Where the Archbishop speaks of a tapestry, St. Paul speaks of this communion and fellowship of the church as the body of Christ, as we heard in his letter to the Ephesians today. In Paul's metaphor, we are like sinew and bone and muscle. And none of us can look upon one another and say, we have no need of you or of you. We depend on one another, and we are all depending on, drawing on, and feeding on the one great act of love that is God's work in Jesus Christ, his living among us, his dying and rising again. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, because I live, you will also live. How does that happen if we are not part of the vine and branches, right? Part of the body, knit together. Because he lives, we live together in this communion of saints, which is you and me and St. Paul and Rowan Williams and St. Julian of Norwich and Desmond Tutu. It may also be your grandfather who said to you when you were a child, you're a child of God. And it stuck. It may be that friend who told you once, you know, if you're holding too tightly onto how you want things to go, then there isn't any room for God, right? Those little gifts of wisdom that we give one another. There's probably somebody you're looking at in the church and thinking, ah, yes, they belong to the communion of saints. That person lends me strength. And they may be just looking at you and saying the same thing, though you think, weak as I am. Part of that communion of saints, of course, are also people like Margie Best and Melanie Wigley, saints of St. Paul's history, who gave St. Paul's the Care and Share ministry, and who we'll hear from that ministry a little bit later. So, says Rowan Williams, the communion of saints we proclaim in the Apostles' Creed is not some remote heavenly committee to which we can refer a few difficult items. It is this great, colorful tapestry across time and space that he says is God's reality in this world living through you and me. God's reality in this world living through us and in us. I don't know what you take from this, what I think of as just wonderful teaching on the communion of saints. But here's what I take from it in this moment. First, it helps me to remember what it is we are doing here in church, as church, and what we are not doing. If the communion and fellowship of saints is truly God's reality in this world, living through us and in us, I mean, it does live beyond us too. It is not contained in us, but it is living through us. If that's true, then this body of the church, this tapestry of saints across time and space, is not here for the self-serving purpose of weaving new believers into itself and making itself bigger. We are not the weaver. That is not our task. Neither is the fellowship of saints here so that we can boss the rest of the world around and tell them how they might better act. That is what we hear very often from pulpits, unfortunately, and especially in these days from Christian nationalists who seek to force this country to live under a version of Christianity that they imagine. In a few weeks, the Advent season will begin, and then we will sing, and we have a new image, another image that is our guiding star, I think. O come, Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? Do you know that? God with us. God with us. God who came among us as Christ, he did not behave as someone lording over us, wrestling us into submission. He was not among us, prodding behind us with a stick. He was not in front of us, barking orders like a drill sergeant. He was with us. What does it look like to be with each other and with the world, as Christ was with us and is with us in this great communion? That is the calling and the purpose of the communion of saints, God's reality in the world through us, living through us and in us, with and for others. In just a few moments, another one of those beautiful threads will be woven into the tapestry of the communion of saints as we celebrate the baptism of Madeline Grace Whetstone. In this sacrament, we remember and we reaffirm the covenant that shapes our behavior, our being, and our doing in the church and in the world. And I invite you, when we go through that covenant, to listen with fresh ears about who it is it says we are. and what we care about, what we are about in this world. We renounce the evil forces that corrupt and destroy the creatures of God. We put our whole trust in Christ. We continue in the apostles' teaching and the fellowship and the bread, the breaking of the bread and the prayers. We persevere in resisting evil. We seek and serve Christ in all persons. We love our neighbor as ourselves. We strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being. So that is the first lesson I draw from this notion of the communion saints, is that we are called to be with and for others, with and for the world, not over against it. The second thing, and much more applicable right here at home, here and now at St. Paul's and Cary, I think, is as this parish is this week, 1 year into a major leadership transition, it means that you may still very well be grieving all that's just different about this place. You may be grieving the departure of Father George and or Javier and or Alice, all of whom have retired or moved away or taken another position in the last year. But they are not, in fact, separated from you. They always will be a part of you and you of them. And it also means that you are already in relationship with the two new people who, God willing, hopefully soon, will be joining you here as your rector, not interim rector, and associate rector, not interim associate rector. You are already bound to these two people. God is already working with them to call them here. God is already working among you, preparing you to welcome them. And together you will weave a slightly different pattern in this part of the great tapestry here in Cary. But you are not passively waiting for those new leaders. You are alive in the body of Christ, in the communion of saints. You are about the work now of being with and for the world. And that work continues as you look up and see, there's a new one coming. There's Madeline Grace, and there's a new one coming. There's Carlos and David and baby Sarah, who have just moved here from California. And along comes Erica, and along comes Robert and me. And together we are weaving. We continue the work. We are alive with one another and with Christ in this communion of saints, for each other, with Christ, for Christ, with the world, and for the world. Thanks be to God who gives us this design. Amen.